Summer is in full swing, and that means more traffic, not just on the roads, but also on the Atlanta Beltline. The Urban Trail debuted in 2012, and as its popularity booms, there are concerns about safety. GPB's Trevor Young tells us what the city is doing about it.
It's a sunny afternoon on the Beltline, and it's packed with joggers, dog walkers, cyclists, and Beltline volunteers.
Have a good day. Stay safe.
It's all part of an etiquette campaign aimed at keeping everyone on the trail safe. Jessica Davis is one of the volunteers.
I think a lot of people have a lot to learn when walking the trail, since it is fairly new to walk on alongside the trails. I think that the campaigns make sure that people know and are aware of the rules and how to stay safe.
Those rules include keeping dogs on leashes that are 6 feet long or less, staying on the right side of the trail, and walking only 2 people wide. That last rule is one cyclist Brandon Engelhart finds most pedestrians don't follow.
When I see big groups of people, like, you know, 5, 6, they'll, you know, stand side by side. And, you know, there's 2 lanes here, coming up, coming down. If you have a group of people, be respectful, you know, just travel in twos, you know what I'm saying?
Engelhart says he's got ideas for how to address that.
Put up signs like every mile or so, or every 2 miles, or, you know, something like that. Or maybe a sign like at the beginning and at the end of it, like, hey, be respectful, watch for bikers, all that stuff.
Now that's a cyclist perspective, but here's pedestrian Martha Hartzell. She's on the trail with friends from out of state.
I think that something has to be done so that bikes are isolated from walkers. And these guys are from Minnesota, and they do. They have a bike area separate from a walking area, and it's a lot safer.
The Beltline is already expanding to other areas of the city, and director Lee Harrop hopes the increased trail space will thin out congestion. But the pace of progress has been slow, and demand is increasing rapidly, Harrop says. He thinks there may be some innovative ways to adjust.
Some of these things, like places for people to pull off the trail and rest, putting in the 3-foot shoulders, things like that we kind of thought about during the East Side Trail design, but didn't think it was going to be something that we had to do right away.
They're a victim of their own success, right? Like, all congestion means is that there are a lot of people that want to get to a particular place at the same time, and that's actually a good thing. That's an indicator of sort of economic prosperity and economic activity.
Georgia Tech professor Alex Karner studies urban design and planning. While he says Beltline traffic signals a positive shift in the city, he also thinks the Beltline can't take the heat forever. At some point, he says, the city needs to develop more alternatives.
There seems to be a real hunger for this type of stuff, and just giving people more opportunities to walk and bike in different places that aren't the Beltline. In Atlanta, that's really one of the only places, and I think that's why it's so packed.
But the amenities the Beltline offers make it an attractive place, and people like cyclist Brandon Engelhart say it's worth it.
The Beltline's been a huge help getting, you know, across town. You gotta understand, the weekends, if you want to come to the Beltline, there's gonna be people.
Living in Atlanta, he says he's no stranger to traffic, but he'd rather be surrounded by dogs and people than cars. For GPB News, I'm Trevor Young in Atlanta.